Recently, local drivers saw dozens of big yellow bags of garbage lining the main road. That was the past year's litter, collected by volunteers for the annual cleanup week. But on top of all that trash, there's also plenty of litter in the area that Unalaskans don't see. This weekend, a group of scuba divers swam beneath fishing vessels to collect marine debris that might be harmful to plant and animal life.
Where are we going? What's that? Where are we going?
We're going to go down and then that way.
The divers went to the small boat harbor on Saturday and then down to the spit dock on Sunday. Reed Brewer explains what the Unalaska Divers Association was hoping to accomplish.
We've got some volunteer divers that are working to clean up some particular sites under Unalaska's docks. Yesterday we were at the small boat harbor for our, I think, fourth year in a row. And you can actually see a very distinct difference in the amount of garbage at the sea float.
He says that while most people don't realize it, there's a pretty wide variety of junk beneath the water.
We did find a number of tires, an inflatable skiff that was down, a bunch of metal, a bunch of, you know, kind of rotting stuff, and we're able to get it on the beach, up to the docks.
Chris Graves helped lead the shore support on behalf of the city's ports department, and she coordinated volunteers from UNICEF. She says that there's a lot of stuff down underwater that's been there for decades, and that it doesn't just come from fishing vessels.
It's unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff here from World War II, too, as well. That just has been forgotten about.
The Unalaska Divers Association has been doing their marine debris cleanup for a while now, but this is the first time they've done it at the spit docks, says Roger Defendall.
We haven't been out here to the spit yet in the 4 years now we've been doing this. I think it's been 4 years now. So we're kind of figuring we're going to be getting a lot of garbage.
Before entering the harbor, the divers joked about ways to discourage vessels from dropping their trash overboard.
We can give them awards based on beauty, like, you know, yard awards or something.
Exactly. And we'll just call it the slip of shame.
Don Graves was one of the five divers at the spit dock on Sunday, and he says that the worst debris contains chemicals that are harmful to the ecosystem.
Batteries are nasty because of chemical side. You know, or if they toss oil filters or, you know, yesterday we pulled the housing off from a reduction gear, so I'm sure there was grease and stuff like that in on all that stuff.
Keel cooler.
Yeah, keel cooler.
Keel cooler.
You know, and it's like, why? You got dumpsters close by.
Defendall adds that nets and crab pods also shouldn't be tossed in the water, since they can trap seabirds that dive for their food.
You'll see the skeletons of birds that have gotten down in there, and they got turned around, they can't get out.
But while the divers mostly find industrial gear, they also sometimes find things that they can reuse.
Every now and then we find cool stuff. Stuff we get to keep.
Like?
Old coffee cups, bowls left over from the war.
Well, there was a fishing rod last year that was
Rod last year that was real good. Sunglasses. Yeah, we appreciate
flower
everybody.
Pots.
Yeah, flower pots.
Though the volunteers have a good time diving for the cleanup, they also say that it's tough work.
It's fun, but it's not as easy as people think.
Yeah.
It's like you start putting all this on, you got, you know, 30 pounds of weight or whatever on average, and all your gear and everything else. There's a lot of stuff to lug around.
Yeah, for some people it's a lot of work. For other people it's pretty easy.
By the end of the weekend, over 2,000 pounds of debris were picked up by the divers and then lugged off to the landfill. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.
I got a heavy one. Who's the strongest guy?
Probably one of the guys down there.
I'll come to you.